Beverly Hills, Rinna has recently come out the other week and said, Rinna, listen, she knows what she's like. She doesn't do it when the show's not on. I mean, I really think they, for all my saying they never care about what goes on social media, Bravo and so, and I really don't think they do. It's like, they must love Rinna. I mean, she's like working for the network. She is like posting 24/7. And she said, you know, listen, I'm sick of it. All you people, fans, watchers, every time we argue with Garcelle, you call us racist, and I'm not having it. I won't have it anymore.
Stop calling us racist. The screenshot, I'll read it verbatim because I think it's good. Okay. And then it was deleted. Rinna posted, we fight on our show. If we fight with Garcelle, we are all of a sudden called a racist. That's bullshit. I will not accept that. I will express myself when and how I want, and I'm not afraid of any of you hoes. Then the second one was, and if you are just so triggered by our show, and a lot of you pussies are, go watch Dubai. And, you know, then, of course, Carolyn Brooks wrote at Lisa Rinna, why did you mention our show in your post? What did you mean by go watch Dubai? Which, of course, she's taking a dig at how low the ratings are and how boring they are, right?
Is that what she meant? Because I didn't understand what she meant.
Oh, I think she was like, hey, if you want boring, that's how I took it. I don't know, but maybe other people took
it. How did she say it again? Like, how did she say the Dubai thing?
Carolyn wrote at, well, she goes, if you are just so triggered by our show and a lot of you pussies are, go watch Dubai. I took that as, look, Dubai, they're like wallpaper, you know, they're like watching paint dry. So if you want to go not be triggered by anything, go watch these women that are basically trying to do anything that we are. That's how I took it. But maybe people took it the other way.
And there was more to it, too. I mean, these.
And then who is, oh my God, I'm going to say her name wrong. She's on Dubai. Is it
Chanel.
Okay. So Chanel writes, Rinna, Africa called. They want their lips back. Keep Dubai out of your mess and your mouth. Tune in next Wednesday, 9 p.m. for a brand new episode of RHO Dubai, which is great publicity for them, right? I mean.
And then Lisa from Dubai said she does not want this heat. We're not BH. We will drag her from right up off that doctor's table to the desert.
I mean, it's great drama. I don't think Rinna's nervous, but I mean, we haven't seen
I don't
them.
Think she's nervous. And I have no problem. I mean, I don't like the Dubai responses. To me, then that this is thirsty. They all three reek of thirst, these three Dubai responses. It's like, you're so thrilled that Lisa Rinna, the icon. I mean, love Rinna or hate her, she's above the show. She's Lisa Rinna. I mean, you can hate her. I get why people hate her. I get it, but these Dubai women are so happy. They're so happy.
Well, I don't blame them. I mean, I'd capitalize on it too. Good for them for responding. I mean, I think we all know at this point, and maybe Bravo will give it time to grow, but I mean, Dubai needs the ratings. So I thought the Dubai women, good for you. Jump in and, you know, anything to drum up some, you know, kick up some sand, kick up some dust, ladies.
Exactly.
I like it. Do you want to, like, what's your comment about Lisa Rinna's comments and then they were suddenly deleted about they're racist? Because I guess my question is, the only one recently I guess they say Sutton too, but the only person I've seen them come after for being racist is this Diana, right? Or is Rinna's comments filled with you're racist because you said this, or this is a microaggression, or
I don't know. I don't know where anyone said anything else.
See, yeah, I haven't seen where
recent.
I mean, I haven't seen where like Dorit. I didn't think anyone else has been called racist, but maybe Rinna's been called racist. I don't know.
Huh. I don't know.
I think Rinna really is defending Diana. I think. Because, you know, remember we talked about this too on a prior show. A lot of people feel it's a microaggression that Diana Jenkins says that Garcelle is the least welcoming.
Right. That I know. I just think, you know, in general, I think people do say this. Sure, they do. So, but listen, Rinna is, yeah, I mean, I don't know. What do you think about it?
Well, to me, I feel like that's just where we're at, right? Like, I think that comes with the territory, you know? I think in general, it's hard for you and me to comment because we should bring on a Black content creator because I really don't know. Like, to me, that's the name of the game, right? It's like you call people out on these shows, you're in their face. Like if you don't, so I guess I would ask, my question would be to the people that think Diana Jenkins is racist or Sutton's racist or Rin is racist, is how should they go about fighting with these women of color? That would be my question. Otherwise, I mean, what are we going to comment? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't get offended. I'm not offended. I'm not sure why Rena deleted it, except for, to your point, she's kind of working for the network where it's like it's out there real quick and then it's retracted because she knows if it's out there even for 5 minutes, everyone's going to screenshot.
Exactly. I wonder why she deleted this, though. That's like my whole thing.
Oh, I think it's just because I think it, then, you know, it. Don't you feel like it's just a little bomb dropped? It's. I think Rena knows exactly what she... Rena's not new, you know, to this game. I think she dropped it, boop, you know, and then, like, took it back. But it's already, you know, it's out there. It doesn't matter if it's deleted or not. It's already out there.
Exactly. Sorry, I was just reading a text to see if there was something else coming in, but there's not.
No, and I mean, I've seen people post about it, you know.
What are the people saying?
Well, a lot of people feel that Diana Jenkins is racist with her words.
I have to say, I mean, because we talked about Diana recently, you and I, there's one person that made a comment that they like Diana. I'm not coming for Diana. I just think Diana is really, really, really not liked. Like, who, I say this every time, who out there likes Diana? I'm not coming for her. I'm fine if you love her. I'm fine if the whole world loves her. I really want to know, is anyone loving Diana Jenkins on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? I'm not feeling that warm, fuzzy love from the people for her. And, you get it?
Yeah. And then the other misstep, I guess, that Diana has made recently is she posted on her Instagram, "Dear Garcelle, next time you go on national TV, why don't you educate viewers on how many times I went to Haiti, your home country? Why don't you tell them how many planes full of first aid and medical supplies I sent to Haiti? Why don't you tell viewers how many millions of dollars I've given to your country? A woman from Bosnia did that. Also, you could have mentioned all the money I have given and everything I have done for women's rights in Congo and other 100% Black communities. You are very familiar with all the work I have done for human rights all around the globe." So people didn't like
people
that.
People are coming for her like, right, why? Like, why are you? Do you need like accolades? Like, why do we need to applaud your charity? Basically saying like, if you're giving to charity, I think that's what people are saying. Like, why are you bragging?
I guess.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean.
People just don't like Diana. That's like the bottom line. So that's that. Okay, so I mean, Rinna, just the bottom line is Rinna's a shit star. Like, she knows by saying this that every time we come after Garcelle, you're calling all of us racist. And I mean, she knows that this is not just are my lips big or are they bigger? This is a whole thing. And she knows what she's doing, you know? Beverly Hills, look, it's going, you know, we see Diana get into it with Sutton a few weeks ago. Oh, let's talk about this. That article, which I don't know where this article came from, that, you know, I saw the point of it that Beverly Hills is like on the decline. Remember this article? You and I are
yes,
like, I don't even understand this article.
You sent me this.
First of all, this article is, can I just say, this article isn't like in Variety magazine. It's not in like Vanity Fair. Like, I'm sorry, I'm being a publication snob, but like, what is this publication? What is this? It's saying like, I'm worried about the future of Beverly Hills. Well, the ratings are great.
Apparently the ratings are through the roof, like the best ratings that they've ever had.
The best ratings that they ever had. I mean, I understand the point of the article of like, if there's fake storylines, how can this show survive? And they're referencing Crystal Kung Minkoff and saying like, is this girl just making this whole thing up about Sutton said something and now like she has no storyline, so she's picking something from a year ago. And they're referencing Dorit and saying Dorit was on the chopping block. She was probably going to get let go. And then she had a home invasion, and that does not add up. So she's saying Crystal has a fake storyline and Dorit's home invasion is a fake storyline. None of us really know both that either of those to be true.
I don't think either storyline is fake. I think there probably isn't much there with the Crystal Sutton thing. I think we already got to the bottom of that. There really wasn't anything more to say. And then Crystal kind of admitted that. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schmann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Okay, so that I think was real. I mean, I just do not believe, because people cite that this story is not adding up about Dorit, like the whole robbery thing.
They say it all the time.
No one's been caught. What robber leaves the cell phone by the gate? That why is she doing therapy? I just feel like, I don't know, it's such bad karma to question that. Like, do you guys really think, I mean, that they would... I mean, who is really going to fake rob their house and then keep that quiet? You really think? I mean, do you know? It's like when these conspiracy theories, this is what drives me crazy about the internet, and I think I've ranted about conspiracy theories here. You know how many people have to be complacent to keep a conspiracy theory going? Like, it's not like, oh, two people. I mean, there would be probably text messages. There would be phone call trails to these. I mean, you guys really think they hired two or three guys to rob their house and then those men are going to keep it quiet?
I mean, listen, I feel that, no, I don't. I don't think it's fake. I do think that these women, most, including Dorit, would do anything possible to stay on the show, reality TV. But I don't think they would do this. I think they would do anything that was legal, you know? So I agree with you. I mean, imagine how, first of all, the karma, but imagine like, how would you ever sleep again at night knowing that you did this? Like, this is a real offense. Like, this is like Jesse Smollett, like jail.
Yes.
Like,
I mean,
this you would just be scared. Like, if you're not a criminal, you would be scared of like someone knocking on your door every day of like, you're caught and you're going to jail.
And so, this is a Jesse Smollett. I mean, yeah, look at Jesse Smollett, right? No one kept quiet. You know, that was a whole stage thing. And everybody came forward after the heat was on and was like, okay, it was fake. You know, I mean, everybody but him, you know, he still says it was a real attack, you know, but of course, where's the person that did it? You know,
I mean, it just takes like, right, one person being caught and they're like, you're going to jail for 7 years or you can turn on Doreen Kemsley. And the person would say, okay, here's the phone. Right. So,
and, you know, it would be
I think it's true.
It would be an anonymous tip by now. It would be, I mean, do you know how much bigger the story, if this was fake, right? And you were one of the robbers. Do you know how much bigger? Okay, sure. You go to jail for maybe 18 months. Okay. Or something like that. Then you write a book. You're on ABC, NBC. I can't believe that people would accuse them of that. Now, I mean, look, do I think this is probably Dorit's last season? Maybe she has one more? Probably. But I still don't think that they would go to that length, you know? And honestly, I think they're going to manifest. I think they'll pop up on Mauricio's new show. I bet, you know, I mean, PK's an interesting character. He'll probably do a business deal with Mauricio. You'll see more of them.
I still stand by what I said a few weeks ago. I feel the one person in jeopardy the most of not coming back is Dorit.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Crystal is going to live. She's going to live to see another day. There's more there. There's more
you
there.
Think?
You can hang. I do. I don't think Crystal is here. She's no Lisa Werner.
But what
She's
else? Not, what else is there?
She would probably be second. Someone said to me the other day, Diana Jenkins, LOL, one and done. Not really. We're all talking about Diana Jenkins. Guys, you can hate her. She's not going anywhere. Diana Jenkins will be back next season. I'm just saying these things as if I'm Andy Cohen, but she's coming back. I don't think Crystal has much. I don't think there's much. I think she's probably the second most in trouble, but I just have a weird feeling that she is going to live to see another day. Look, it's an early season. It's early in the season-ish, but I really feel this in my gut about Dorit. I really think they're going to let her go. I do. I can't help shake this.
All right. Well, no,
she's
a lot of
interesting to
that.
Watch. She's interesting to watch. I just don't think there's, I mean, we're not even talking about the, like, we're over the home invasion now. It's a horrible thing to have happen. She is in therapy. I don't really, you know, I get what people are saying. Like, if you're really that torn up, why are you on air and why are you doing? But I mean, I just think it's bigger than that. Just like, it's run its course, and saying she were going to keep her because she's really authentic friends with Rinna and EJ and Kyle. Well, Teddy Mellencamp is very good friends with all those people. It's not going to keep her there. It's not.
I think you have a great point.
We do next time. There's a lot of things we didn't get to, which we're going to have to talk
about
next time.
So much.
Very quick before we wrap up. I mean, I'm so uninterested in this person.
Who?
But what did you send me about Leah McSweeney? You sent me something about
her. Okay, well, we can make this quick.
I have no interest. I have no interest. But let's hear what
you talk about Leah. I didn't either after I read the article. Well, Leah McSweeney she was actually trending on Twitter this week. There was an article done about her, Input Mag, and it was basically, will her streetwear company survive and thrive? And it was, you know, streetwear OG, Leah McSweeney takes a victory lap, and it was just talking about the Married to the Mob founder and Real Housewives former star, released a memoir. She released that memoir, I believe, a while ago. It wasn't it in April?
So, it's just like her. I think it's her team putting it out to the press and getting press for the memoir.
And it's called Finding Meaning in the Madness, One Bad Decision at a Time, the Leah McSweeney Chaos Theory. So it basically just talks about her Married to the Mob brand, which is really, it's the streetwear brand, how it's trying to evolve. She basically just talks about how she's developed this kind of unabashed, you know, I am who I am, also being sober. I mean, we can like wrap it up right there, basically. You know, there's really nothing else to say.
I am not a fan of hers. I don't even understand how she was cast for Housewives. I think she puts a stain on the Roni legacy, but there is the strong rumor that she is in Girls Trip 3. So we have, I mean, this whole Thailand.
She'd be good for that.
Yeah. I mean, I think she should be thrilled that she's a two season. And you know, the thing is for Girls Trip 3, we're now mixing up. We had Housewives for one, ex-Housewives for two. In the third one, we're now mixing in ex-Housewives in current Housewives. Like the rumor is it's going to be Heather Gay and Whitney from Salt Lake. I think you'll absolutely see some Salt Lake. It's going to be Giselle and Robin.
I love it.
Jizzy Jizz and Robin, our girls from Potomac. Listen, we haven't had any Salt Lake or any Potomac, so it's going to be them. Leah's going to be there. And I forgot who the others. Oh, Shannon Bedore is the rumor.
She'd be great too.
And somebody else, I don't know, but yeah, sure, Leah will be good for that. Yeah,
there's really nothing else to say about the article. It was interesting. It trended for a while on, and really, I guess if you're really into fashion, it goes into the fashion world and what it takes and the evolution and how her daughter's influencing the brand. It was kind of more about the fashion side of it than it really was about Leah.
She just
moving on.
I hate thirst. I hate thirst. The thirst is real.
I don't mind thirst if it's like I think the thirst is good. Like if you've got something to back it, but it was like once you start reading the article, you're like, oh, there's nothing here. This is a PR piece. This is just so. But like the women of Dubai clapping back at Rinna and all. I mean, I like that thirst. That's like good. That's good. That's good thirst. That's promotional for a reason. But this is just. Talking about her fashion line and blah, blah, blah.
I mean, hey, listen, if Dubai comes back a second season, maybe we'll start throwing them into the ultimate girls trip eventually. But
yeah,
I'm not so sure that people are talking night and day about Dubai. I'm not.
I don't think anybody. People that I've talked to have tuned in, tuned out. Nobody, and honest to God, I can't even name. Carolyn, I think, is the only one I can name. I mean, I've watched a couple episodes. I'm so bored. But maybe, you know, who knows? I mean, we're one scandal away from everyone getting on board. So there you go.
Did everyone love Salt Lake before this whole Jen Shah drama? I mean, I did, but the ratings certainly weren't great. So you're right. One blow of someone. These girls want this shit so bad over there in Dubai. Someone's going to go. Something's going to come up. Something's going to come up. I mean, think about what the Salt Lake cast did when this thing happened to Jen Shah. They probably went home and like Lisa Barlow probably went home and got on her knees and like said, thank you, God, like said 12 Hail Marys. Right.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean,
yeah. She was like, oh, my God, our liquor company is going to be massive. Yes. Yes, she did. Yes.
Lisa's happy to be there. Okay, so listen, we're going to be back soon. We're going to talk about more. Where can everyone find you? You can find me behind the Velvet Rope or at Behind the Velvet Rope, and I'm on TikTok. So why isn't everyone following me on TikTok? Oh, come on.
Okay, wait, I'm going to do that right now.
Follow me, please.
At the Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok, too. You can follow David and me when you're there. The Sarah Fraser Show puts out new episodes every week, and I'm really known for my Wednesday TLC talk where we do a deep dive into all your favorite TLC shows.
Love it, Sarah.
Love
we're
you,
gonna
David.
Do that soon.
Bye.
Talk to you later.